Hello, this is Philip Battle. Welcome again to the SSTI podcast. Each episode we speak with an SSTI Excellence in TBET Award winner to learn more about the work they do and some of the lessons they've learned along the way. Today we're very pleased to have Rebecca Bagley, President and CEO of NORTEC, a TBET organization that fosters emerging clusters in Northeast Ohio. Last year, NORTEC's Regional Innovation Cluster Model took the award for our newest category, Most Promising TBET Initiative. Thanks for talking to us, Rebecca.
My pleasure.
So what is the Regional Innovation Cluster Model?
Basically, just to start, I mean, it's really an effort to reinvigorate Northeast Ohio's economy in our case. And the model just makes sure to involve a wide range of organizations, small, medium, large businesses, research institutions, universities, certainly regional, state, and federal governments play a strong role in contributing, and then, of course, workforce and money. So how we have thought about this model is really to create something that accomplishes a few different things. You really want to be able to attract members and members that can add value to whatever industry you're focused on, making sure that you then build relationships between the cluster members, funders, research, business, creating what we call market-driven roadmaps, which we have a trademarked process that we call In7, because it's in 7 years. What's the vision of the industry and the cluster on what we can be? And so I would say that is, without going into too much detail, basically creating a common vision and action plan of how you're going to get to that vision with the cluster members. And then I would just add, you know, engaging with government and policy leaders to make sure that their decisions feed back into the cluster. And then, of course, always important in organizations is making sure that you're collecting, reporting, and utilizing data that both validates the work that you're doing and also can have influence, you know, over the cluster activities.
So which industry clusters have you worked with so far?
So we have two, advanced energy and flexible electronics, and we're now doing our N7 roadmapping process for water technologies.
And what made it clear that those would be desirable industries to work with?
So I think, you know, there's indications. It's really based on the strengths and assets of the region, but the idea for us is emerging cluster areas. So you have some market drivers, you know, that are well known throughout the country on what a good cluster is. You know, it comes out of people like Porter's work and others. But it's areas where you have enough assets to apply a cluster development model, but you need to accelerate the growth in those areas. And so, you know, we really sort of have a pipeline where it becomes very informal at first, where you hear some things in the community. You start to identify multiple constituencies that are interested in this. And then that's when we kick into research mode. So we start to do research of, is there a market opportunity within this particular sector? And then we look at, you know, what are our assets to respond to that market opportunity? And by assets, I mean, what are the companies? What are the research? What's the money, you know, available to fund that type of activity? And then for us, that kicks it into a board discussion. So we have enough information to present to our board. Is this a new area where we think there is enough emerging? And I would also add to that industry participation. If you're not going to have industry spending the time sitting in the meetings to develop the roadmap and the strategy, it's not worth it. So that's our final step as we roadmap, and that sort of dictates our work in that cluster area.
And in general, you found them very willing to come in at those early stages of roadmapping?
Yeah, we have. I think, you know, we have a methodology on the roadmap, and it's clear. We have companies now, you know, which is nice, that have participated in the cluster activities in energy and flexible electronics. And so they can tell their stories. We make sure to really talk about, you know, what we're doing to the extent that it can bring cluster members in, but then also to the extent that it can promote the members of the cluster. And so we have found industry very willing to participate because they see value in aligning and the resources and services that we can bring.
So it seems like cluster development is a really complex phenomenon. It would be difficult to track development along those 7 years of the roadmap. How How do you do that?
Well, so a couple of different things. When you're talking about actual execution, we have, with the industry and through the N7 process, we come up with what are the action items. And then we break those action items down into what's needed to implement, what are the timelines. I mean, it's basically, a plan, an implementation plan of how we get to the goals and the actions outlined in the roadmap. And then we have an energy steering committee, actually, that helps us shepherd those and make sure we're headed in the right direction when we run into problems. And, of course, that's really how you're showing value back to the cluster members. So to keep them engaged, you need to be moving forward on the roadmaps. And then when you think about it from a larger point of view, we collect jobs, capital, and payroll are sort of our highest level metrics. We also look at things that create the pipeline, so, commercial opportunities that we are bringing to cluster companies, funding opportunities, media placements, things like that that we measure that are more activity-oriented that will lead to the outcomes. But I think it's extremely important to, and we do it through a survey tool, to collect the jobs, capital, and payroll that your efforts and your cluster are having an impact on.
So all the companies that work with you get involved and you keep track of them over the entire process through that survey tool?
That's correct. So how we do it is we have a memorandum of understanding. Basically, it's a fairly simple two-page document that these companies sign that basically talks about our obligation to provide service to the companies and outlines what that looks like. And then also their obligation is mostly to, give us the ability to talk about them, to provide data back to us. We actually don't have a fee-for-service model because our funders pay for, the activity that we're doing and the chambers are our partners in that as well. So we make sure to basically have an agreement that commits them. And as I mentioned, our goal is not how many members can we get in the cluster. It's recruiting members that add value. And then we survey them and use that data.
Well, if someone was going to attempt to implement this model in another region, is there a piece of advice you could offer them?
Yeah, I mean, I think, a couple of things. I would say lessons learned, maybe, partly advice and partly just lessons learned. I mean, cluster development is I would call it messy, right? There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of stakeholders. So making a strong effort to engage the region and continue to talk about successes in a concrete way and sort of keep on message, especially publicly, is very important. Over-promising and under-delivering, I mean, that's a problem with everything, but very realistic about the goals and metrics, especially with your funders, but also just generally with stakeholders. I would say transparency is another thing that we find extremely important. And then communicating success. I mean, you need to make sure that you're the one communicating the success of the cluster, the success of your organization. And so not being shy about that, it really helps the regional economy. It helps, these cluster companies. And so I think sometimes we tend to not want to look self-serving, but I think if you're doing it with the right tone and the right message, it becomes an extremely important way to continue to get support and to bring new cluster members in. I guess I would say, collaboration obviously is a very strong piece, making sure that your other economic development organizations are engaged and involved, your board's engaged and involved, and that, they see themselves as ambassadors. I guess the last thing is, trying to be inclusive of diverse audiences and making sure that, you're engaging you're throwing your net within your focus area as wide as you can to engage, with the community.
Well, thank you so much, Rebecca. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate your time. Thanks.
If our listeners would like to learn more about NorTech and its cluster initiatives, they can visit nortech.org. And to find out more about SSTI's Excellence in TPET Awards, visit sstiawards.org. Thank you.
Bye.